Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Look at us! Look at us! Look at us! Look at us! Well, here we are on a Monday.
Yep.
A little weird, coming off of a weekend. We got the logo of all logos, the Dudu and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
Try again.
I'm Michael James Christofoli
Foo.
That's for you, Steve, in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's for Steve in Tennessee. Throwing in the middle name. And look who we got!
Brett!
This
Brett,
guy.
Brett Ryan Taylor.
Brett there Ryan we go. Taylor. See, we've already learned something we didn't know about our guests. So we have a special guest today, Brett Taylor, athletic trainer extraordinaire. Golfing. I don't know. What word do I want to throw?
Nothing there. Probably nothing there.
Trainer here at CSN and works with women's basketball, so obviously have a great working relationship with Brett and a ton of he's already looking for the answers to the test. He's already looking.
That's what I said last week. I can see numbers. But that's about
my
it.
Use going.
I can see numbers.
So we have Brett on. We're in season. You're working currently here at CSN with men's soccer and volleyball.
Yep.
Yeah, so. Here we go. We're going to get into it. But before we do, as we do with both shows, number one, we got to talk about the food. What do we got? A little shameless plug here.
I did a little Jimmy John's today, as we talked a little bit about it last week.
We did.
Yeah. I figured I'd get the tuna fish sandwich. You can compare the tuna fish from this week to last week with Subway.
Yep.
Little chicken wrap. I'm going to get into a story about a wrap after we talk about the food. And got a little what they call number 9, the breeze, right? Mm-hmm. That was his number, so go figure. More or less an Italian sandwich, potato salad, chips. Yeah, not bad. Good.
No, it was good. And it's funny because you had texted. We were kind of hanging out. I'm like, I don't know where Mike's at. He usually gets something on Craig. And when you said Jimmy John's, isn't that their mantra? Like, Jimmy John's, it's fast, like fast food. And it wasn't your case today?
No.
No.
At least they got it right, though, right? Mm-hmm. So that was good. I don't know. Well, at least we got it, and here we are. We made it. I was running a little late, but we got it.
I talked about it last week. I'm a big fan of Jimmy John's. I do the Unwich, which is something I had never had before. I saw it on, social media where they use lettuce instead of bread. But I'll give you the comparison.
Yeah.
Is the tuna for Jimmy John's tastes extremely fresh,
I think it's because
the bread is pretty simple and clean, and I think Subway, that stuff could be sitting out for a minute, you don't know. This doesn't taste like it's sitting out. It tastes like they just cut it, the tomatoes, the shredded lettuce. So I'd say I'd slight edge to Jimmy John's. I do like Subway's tuna, but slight edge to Jimmy John's because it just the fresh taste of it was pretty good.
Good.
Very good. I don't think I've ever had a tuna sandwich anywhere except for my house.
Yeah.
Really? And like, you know, take it out of the can, make whip the tuna up, add the mayo.
Yep.
I mean, that's, I grew up on that. I mean, other than peanut butter and jelly and tuna, that, those were all on paper plates, not not the good plates.
Pizza rolls, hot pockets.
Oh, pizza rolls, hot pockets. Pizza rolls, when I was a kid, wasn't a thing quite yet.
Yeah.
I remember a little.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think those were in yet. Pizzas. Yeah, like the smaller, you know,
pizza pockets.
Single serve pizza. So no, Jimmy John's, good call. And I got some leftovers to chow down later. And then we are on show number 45. Brett and I kind of talked earlier this morning without talking about numbers because you said you have a few in mind.
So you said 45.
Let's let the guest go. Yeah.
What do you want to start? What sport?
Anybody.
Football, baseball, and
basketball. Let's do this.
Oh, good. Popcorn or what?
Let's just do this. Let's just what's the biggest name you have for 45?
Pedro Martinez.
Oh yeah.
Oh, forgot Pedro. About that. There I had you go. Pedro. Did you? Okay. Because I remember last week you said there's a lot. Yeah, and I
got a couple. I got an interesting 45 that I thought about too after you said it. Do you want me to say it now?
Go for it, man.
So, kind of a sad story, but not really. Tyler Skaggs, he was a pitcher for the Angels. He passed away in 2019. And for one game in 2019, every single player on the Angels wore number 45.
Really?
So Mike Trout was 45.
Wow.
I didn't know.
And they pitched a combined no-hitter. And one of the pitchers who contributed to that, CSN alumni Taylor Cole.
Oh, no way. Awesome.
Man. Holy smokes.
Awesome, yeah.
Wow, that's a heck of a story.
That's an interesting one.
Wow.
Yeah, very good.
The whole team wore 45. Skaggs, and I remembered that game,
That was 2019?
I believe so.
Yeah. Wow, holy smokes. That's unbelievable.
I think it was before.
Yeah.
Wow. Who you got, Mike?
I kind of got a few, but one that wore the number 45 in pro sports, might remember, might not, he actually played on the Bears Super Bowl team. He was the safety, Gary Fencek. He was on the 86 championship, or Super Bowl winning team.
That's when they beat the Patriots, the Fridge, and the Super Bowl Shuffle. McMahon and all them. I don't remember that. Say the name again.
Gary Fencek. He was a safety.
Interesting.
And then last week we talked about, you know, when I had the 44 with Ernie Davis. That was the number the Browns were going to give him. He actually had a jersey. There's actually a football card with him with the Browns jersey on number 45, but obviously he didn't play one down because of the leukemia, right? Yep, so, but that was going to be the number Ernie Davis was going to wear.
Wow. Huh.
And Art Monk wore 45 at Syracuse, and that's why I know that.
Art Monk.
But that's all I know. And I know Dan last week said there was a lot that you had. Maybe I'm obviously forgetting something.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan.
Yep. Oh, we talked about that with the one show. That's right. Basketball, that was one of the numbers he wore. That's right.
Basketball and baseball. Yeah, that's two sports. Yeah.
Yep.
What do you got? You got another one?
Cole Aldrich.
Oh.
That's KU, football.
KU basketball center.
Oh, Cole Aldrich,
In the NBA, he also wore 45 with a few different teams.
See, so you got the Syracuse, you got the Kansas.
Yeah. How about that? See, that's right. I remember him. Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, NBA.
There we go. See,
45.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
I think that was Pedro was my, that was my big one that I was thinking right off the bat. I thought 45 was the first person I saw. Pedro was a monster in Boston. I mean, he was a monster pretty much everywhere he went, but he was fun. When we got him and Schilling together, it was that was pretty.
That was a good
pretty
combination.
Cool.
Yeah,
were awesome for a long time.
Yeah, Big Poppy and
Dustin Pedroia. Yeah, they know.
he was a little later, but Nomar Garcia Parra.
Yeah.
No, or in New England, as we call him, Nomar.
Nomar. Wade Boggs. Wade Boggs. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. 45. 45. Yeah, good. That was a good number. Yeah. 46 is gonna be tough.
We're good.
You got another one?
Thinking of football teams that I've worked with.
I was just going to say the teams that you were with.
That was one of the first things
you can
did,
remember,
like during training camps is I would study numbers. Even the training camp rosters, who 30 of them are getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
I would study the numbers and the names so that I knew who it was.
Oh, wow.
EJ Speed. linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, still linebacker there. And I don't think there was a 45 when I was with the Panthers, but 45 for the Buccaneers. Devin White, I believe, out of LSU linebacker.
Devin White.
Okay.
45.
I think that's all the 45s I can think of.
Did you work with the Jaguars too or no?
Just the Panthers and the Colts. And then an XFL team before that, but it was like a training camp type thing.
Okay.
Well, let's get into that. We got to learn a little bit about Brett Taylor here. So, graduate of UNLV, major in
athletic training.
Athletic training, of course. Yeah. And so I don't know that I know all the stops that you've made, but out of graduating, what did you do for your internship? Kind of like we have UNLV kids
here. So, when I was a student at UNLV, I worked with UNLV football the first semester, and then UNLV men's basketball.
Oh, nice.
CSN baseball, so I got to work with Bucci.
No way.
That's kind of how he
I did not know that.
He called me when I was in Charlotte and asked if I wanted the job.
Wow.
And then, what's that, after basketball, am I close enough? Am I too far? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Then I did UNLV football again.
Uh-huh.
And in
those were lean years, right?
Yes. That was 2020.
Yeah.
So I did UNLV football the first year in Allegiant Stadium with no fans.
COVID.
There's, historically not many fans anyway at UNLV football. Yeah. But,
well, that's changed.
Zero. So that was cool. Before that, I had worked with the Los Angeles Wildcats, an XFL team. Old XFL. They're not a team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Indianapolis Colts before my senior year in college. And then
internship.
And that was COVID was March 2020. I went out there in June. Mm. So everything was different. Wow. We all had to learn it on the fly. Wow. Get tested every single day.
Wow.
And then so after my senior year of football at UNLV was I got the job with the Panthers.
Yeah.
So I moved out to Charlotte.
Was that a connection, or did you just randomly apply for it based on your experience?
So, I applied to all 32 teams. That's what I did when I got the Colts job, too. But the head athletic trainer at the time at UNLV was Eric Avila. And he was with the Atlanta Falcons before he came to UNLV. So I kind of spent a lot of time with him. And he kind of got me in touch with them, kind of, take a look at this guy's resume. And then went from there. So everything's connections.
Yeah.
Even with the Colts, it was Dave Hammer, their head athletic trainer, called me personally.
Mm-hmm.
When it's usually not the head guys doing that stuff. He said, "You're at UNLV. You know Kyle Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
We were classmates at West Virginia.
Oh, no way.
Do you want a job?" It was that simple.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Just from who you know.
And then I said yes. He said, "Don't think about it." I said, "No, I'll take it."
Wow.
No need to think about
it.
No
callback, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about connections.
Yeah. And then you were there for a year.
A little over a year. Yep. And then I had my son in February, so we moved back here.
Yeah.
Work with Slam Ball.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Did a season with Slam Ball, trampoline, basketball.
Yeah.
Crazy. Injuries.
Injuries horrible. All over the place, right?
Yep. And then the Aces and CSN.
Wow.
Yep.
Aces, huh?
Aces, yeah.
And we talked a little bit off air with the Aces. That pretty cool how, to get your foot in the door with a WNBA team was originally to be the trainer for the officials. It's how it kind of started.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden.
The position, and then it's.
Yeah. You're doing really what, and then you're doing what they need.
It's a very small percentage of the work.
Yeah.
So you just really spend most of the time with the team.
Yep.
And then
that's cool.
Whatever, if an official needs 20 minutes of treatment pregame, then you do that. And then the rest of the time, you're with the team on the bench, all that.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not mad at it because I definitely use it as a selling point when I'm walking around with recruits. I'm like, here's Brett Taylor. Oh, by the way. He's over there working with the Aces, too.
On the side, yeah.
But fun, but a cool story, a good experience,
yeah.
And another resume builder as you continue your journey there. It's exciting. It's good stuff. Like I tell the players, and I think I've brought it up on the show before, is it's cool when you have a trainer that can, number one, has played the game, right? Because Brett played. You grew up now. Tell me about your dad, about your dad's basketball coaching career.
Yep. Just so, shout out to Marty.
That's your dad's name?
Yeah.
Marty!
It's
a popular name on this show.
Right? Yes.
He played football, baseball, basketball growing up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of from a tiny town, 5,000 people in farm town in Kansas. So not much else to do besides sports or whatever, working.
Yeah, yeah.
And so ever since I can remember growing up, he was coaching. I was on a field or a court.
Yeah.
He coached all those sports too, football, baseball, basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, since I was, I don't know, 4 or 5, I guess. He coached middle school, 7th and 8th grade boys and girls.
Yep.
Wow. Basketball and football.
Jeez.
And then he coached high school baseball.
Yeah.
And so.
You played baseball in high school?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yep. I played football, basketball, and baseball. Okay. Too. So, yeah, it's good to have those experiences, especially as an athletic trainer, to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Connect and understand.
All sports. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Understand kind of what the athlete's going through. And
yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What things should feel like or shouldn't feel like, you know, everybody's different, but.
And did he, how many times did he get to coach you as, you know, a lot, huh?
Yeah. Growing up. And then like he did like the, you know, peewee football stuff too for us.
Yeah.
So probably from 5th grade through 8th grade and then high school baseball, all of baseball too.
Yeah.
So football and basketball through up until high school and then baseball forever.
And if Marty had one sport to sit in a couch and watch, what would he pick?
I mean, I think it depends on the season.
Mr. Taylor, I'm just like, I apologize.
I'm just, I mean, Royals baseball right now.
Royals, yeah, yeah.
And then Kansas City football.
Yeah.
But,
Kansas City Chiefs.
And you don't watch KU basketball. KU basketball.
Yeah.
KU basketball.
There you go.
Oh, he went to KU?
Yeah, both my parents went to KU.
Yeah, wow.
And so that was a big decision, KU or UNLV, just because it was Vegas. And,
I was just going to ask that. Yeah.
Yep, ended up coming out here, and he loves it.
That's awesome.
That's glad I did.
It's one of my favorite minor league stories is when we played the Kansas City Knights. Mm. And they had – Kansas City Knights were loaded. They had, like, random names. Joe Crispin, who played at Penn State. Paul Shirley from Iowa State, played with the Bulls for a while. They had a loaded team. Joaquin Hawkins played for them for a little bit. And we went in and played them, and Jelly Bean was the head coach. I was the assistant, and it was right around NBA All-Star game. And the day before we were leaving, Jelly Bean's like, I'm going to the All-Star game to watch Kobe. I'm like, all right, so who's coaching? He's like, you got it. And so we go to check in, and you know, Mr. Bryant, here's your room. I'm like, oh, it's Savage, but thank you. This is where he stays? Like, what is going on? We took him to overtime. They hadn't lost in 2 years. Took him to overtime. They beat us. And it was kind of a back-to-back thing in the second game. So we almost beat him. Crazy game. And then the next night was Valentine's Day, and they beat us by 58. Mm. And they called it the Valentine's Day Massacre. So, yeah, that's my experience out there in Kansas. No, it's fun. That's an exciting time. And like I said, Brett jumps in the drills with us, and it's cool to have a trainer that can kind of be an extension of the coaching staff, which is good, especially at the JUCO level, because you can use all the help you can get.
Yeah.
So here's where we're going to go. Oh, man, I got stuff.
Come on.
We're going to go. Some of these are super easy.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little competition. I actually have a bell over there. I was going to have you guys ding in, but just blurt it out. Ready? Some super easy ones.
Competition here.
You just you two. Yeah, yeah. Let's keep score. Here we go.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we got to go. We're gonna. And some are easy, and it's a judgment call. Okay, my judge is official is final. Which quarterback threw for exactly 50 touchdown passes in the 2007 NFL?
Dan Marino.
2007. Peyton Manning?
Dan Marino.
Which quarterback? I thought this was going to be a little bit easier.
Oh, boy.
Which quarterback threw for exactly 50 touchdown passes in the 2007 NFL season?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
That was my first guess.
Marino held the record with 48, I think it was, yeah.
Which team drafted Brett Favre?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Boom. Yeah. Atlanta Falcons. Who was the first tight end in NFL history to record over 1,000 receiving yards in a single season?
That's what I was going to go to. You got it before me. No, it wasn't Tony G.
Shannon Sharp.
Oh, shoot.
1980.
Oh, Mike Ditka.
Oh, my goodness.
Who was the first tight end in NFL history to record 1,000 receiving yards in a single season?
Dave Casper.
Had a son that played in the NFL, too. Junior.
It's not Ozzie Newsome.
Oh. What team?
Oh,
he's got it.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. You'll know it too. Once it's said, you'll know it.
Yeah.
He's a senior. Kellen Winslow.
Yeah.
Kellen Winslow, 1980, San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Which NFL team went 15-1 in the 2011 regular season but lost in the divisional round? 2011 went 15-1 but lost in the divisional round.
It's not the Patriots, is it?
Nope.
No.
2011.
Let me see. 2011. Got to go way back.
I think we just said there.
Too far back.
Chargers?
Their quarterback.
Now, Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, there we go.
There it is. Come on, bud. 3-1.
They lost to the Giants.
Yes,
I think they lost to the Giants. That was in Lambeau, of course, yeah.
Before moving to Las Vegas, what city were the Raiders located in?
Well, LA,
Los Angeles.
Oakland.
There you go.
Yeah, they
LA
then
Oakland.
Where'd they go? Oakland. Back to Oakland, right? He went back to Oakland, yeah.
Which running back famously guaranteed... No, which quarterback famously guaranteed... Do I even have to say the rest?
No, I'm a little bit older than Brett.
The New York Jets would win Super Bowl III.
You know it, right, Brett? Well, I'm a little bit older than Brett, so I might.
Is it Joe Namath?
There you go. There you go.
Give it to him. It's all tied up. That was very gentlemanlike of you.
Thank you.
How old are you, Brett, again?
Born in 98.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Some of these questions.
I'm a lot older. Yes, a lot older. Yeah, I figured you might have heard that too, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Which wide receiver is nicknamed Megatron?
Calvin Johnson.
Yep, there you go.
There's more of my speed. I had a fat head.
There you go.
I had a fat head of him in my room, my first house.
Yeah, did you really?
You know, fat heads?
Of course. Yeah.
Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that's my fat head right there, just on the screen.
Reggie Bush, Brian Urlacher, Jason Taylor, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Who was the first NFL player to rush for over 2,000 yards in a single season?
Eric Dickerson.
Is that right?
No, it's not Eric Dickerson.
The before or after?
The first. Oh. Thought he was the first.
Before. Big name.
Gale Sayers?
Oh, nah, I'm sure it is a big name.
Walter Payton.
There he is.
That was him last
Walter
week.
Walter Payton.
Was it?
I think so. he never wants to come in.
Is that around the same time?
1973.
Oh, boy.
Oh. No. You, it's a huge name.
The first of Russia, too.
My dad's probably...
That's what he says all the time.
Right now, man.
It's my dad, too. Got to be in a 16-game season. Sure, just blinking on it. That'd be a Hall of
Famer. If it doesn't fit, you must.
Oh, OJ, huh?
OJ
really?
Simpson.
Okay, OJ. Right, there you go.
Must have quit.
Yeah, you're right. Forgot about that.
1973.
Yep. Dickerson might be the never mind. I don't know if he was the last one to do it, but yep.
Who holds the record for most career interceptions thrown in the NFL?
Oh, jeez.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees.
He's going. Nope.
No.
Close.
Brett Favre.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a gunslinger, man. He didn't care.
Last football one.
He was great.
Which team lost four consecutive Super Bowls?
Yep. Minnesota. That's right. They lost four in a row.
Yep.
There it is. Football done.
Consecutive, that's right. Four in a row. Yep.
We'll come back. We're going to do another. We're going to go through some stuff and then come back and do a different sport.
Would you rather only go to one and win?
Or go to four.
I got to lose them all?
No, take the win.
I think you would take the win.
Oh, you said go to one and win?
Yeah, go to one and win, right? Yeah.
I thought you meant. Go to one and lose or go to four and lose? I want to go to four.
So if you didn't know, you say you go to one, it's a guaranteed win.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or you go to the next 4 years. Everybody's going to pick going four.
Yeah, when you lose four years, oh,
it's tough.
Jim Kelly, right?
As a competitor, you've got it.
Yeah,
Norwood.
Yeah, right. That was the only game they were really in. Was that one? And you're right. As a competitor, you're right, Brett. Yeah,
that's tough. Yeah. That's hard.
We got a little blind rank.
Yeah,
we got a ten spot blind rank. You know how to do this, right, Brett? Of course.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
So this one's pretty cool. This one is we're blind ranking sports venues.
Okay.
How about that?
In general?
In general.
Any sport.
Any sport.
Just in America?
Yeah. Just in America. Okay. Look at him. He's already 3-0 right there. All right, here we go. Dodger Stadium.
I've been there.
You've been there?
Years ago, a few times.
Nice.
Still right in the middle. 5.
Mike says 5.
7.
Doesn't do it for you?
Nah.
Madison Square Garden. See where Mike puts this one. MSG, the Mecca.
What you got?
Oh, even if something is coming, I can always switch it. It's going right to the top, number one. Yeah.
I mean, the Knicks, New York.
I mean,
what if the Carrier Dome was in here?
I've been there a couple of times. Basketball and football, that would definitely go to the top. I love the dome.
Let's go
2. 2? MSG? Yeah.
Give you an interesting tidbit about the Carrier Dome when we're done with this.
All right.
Yeah.
Augusta National Golf Club.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't even think of those.
Now you got MSG at 2.
What is better than that, though? Like what?
Well,
3. Something's got to be better.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Depends.
Put it at 3. I'll go 3 for 3. Me.
What about you, Mike?
Go to 9. I'm not much of a golf fan.
There you go.
Been to one golfing match, but it was all right. Just never got into golf.
All right.
No knock on it though. Just never got into it.
We're gonna go college basketball, Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Been there.
Mm.
My brother's been there. That was a huge bucket list for my brother.
I mean, Allen Fieldhouse is better than that.
I see. Yeah, here we go. You got to know your guests.
I'm just saying.
Shoot.
Fog Allen.
6.
6?
Yep.
I'm going to go 3.
Ooh.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there for sure.
The brass.
It's cool.
Handles, what do you call it there? The railings?
Yeah.
Wrigley Field.
Been there?
Look at Mike.
That was cool.
Knocking him off.
Wrigley Field's cool.
Went to Chicago over... St. Patrick's Day this year. That was the one thing I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Still in spring training their last week.
Yeah.
So they were home the next week, and I didn't get to go to the
field. Oh, man. Yeah.
That place is pretty awesome. The ivy.
Yeah.
Right. Wall behind it.
Yeah.
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 It's cool.
You know Catalina Island?
Yep.
It's called Avalon. It was originally named Wrigley Island because that's where the Cubs used to do their spring training. Wrigley Brothers owned it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's weird. I just saw like a documentary thing about that.
Yeah,
I don't know
pretty
why.
Cool. Have you ever been there? Have you been to Catalina?
No. Oh. My uncle Catalina's told me anytime.
Nice. Catalina is amazing.
Yeah, he had a connection to fly over, and I never took it up.
Oh, man. Rewind time and take that.
Yeah.
All right, where are we?
5.
Wrigley Field, 5.
I'll go 4.
All right. And when were you there?
Whew. This might have been late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sammy Sosa?
Yep.
Sammy Sosa.
So I'm out there. Yep.
We got to throw the local in here. Allegiant Stadium.
Pretty dang good.
It is nice. They did it right.
In terms of NFL stadiums, it's way better than SoFi in LA.
Really? They say SoFi is really state of the art, they say.
$7 billion, something like that.
Yeah.
I went there last year, week one. Maybe it was because of the time in August. I soaked through my shirt.
Really?
I'm sure, yeah.
No AC. It's open. Yeah. Only one side, and it's glass on top. and I was just baking.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had to buy a Charger shirt.
Did you?
So I spent $50 on a Charger shirt that I'll never wear.
Put it on eBay. Yeah, yeah, $20
yeah,
for it.
Yeah.
Allegiant Stadium.
So you got four. You got one. I don't think you're putting it one. Four, eight, probably nine, ten. Eight.
I mean, it should probably be above Dodger Stadium. But
did you see Davis's house? It's almost completed. It looks like Allegiant. It looks like Allegiant.
His house.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
The Death Star house.
I saw it yesterday. Yeah.
I guess he's staying here a while. Huh?
Yeah, he's staying.
Well, taxes alone.
Oh yeah, of yeah, yeah. Right.
This
exactly.
is his primary residence forever. That's
exactly. Yeah. Good point.
2, 6, 7, 8, 10.
Thought it's 7 for 8 now. Oh, it is nice. They did it right. They did do that nice. Stadium right. Yeah.
Even underneath in the locker rooms and everything, it's
oh, really I can only imagine. Yeah.
Michigan Stadium, 107,000 seats. What's it like playing there? I mean, there's a bunch of places.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I could have picked.
Well, let me tell you, when we had games there. Nah, just kidding.
Oh, you been, I'm like, wait a minute, you've been everywhere.
UNLV played in Michigan, I think last year, mm-hmm. the year before.
They get UCLA this year, don't they? Or was that this past year? Oh,
well, yeah. They come here.
They okay. must. They might have come here last year.
Yeah. Michigan Stadium.
I don't have any ties there. Let's go with 10.
10?
Yeah.
That would be great to go there.
107.
Throw it.
107, 600. Yeah,
those are capacity. Nice.
Throw it 6.
Those are nice,
yeah, just because it isn't capacity alone. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was talking to one of the athletes earlier today about how different SEC football and just in the South in general, college athletics.
Yeah.
Insane. Well, way above professional athletics.
Yeah. Texas A&M. I mean, some of those places that you just even watch the game day, the Lee Corso game day stuff is insane.
Yeah, it's
insane.
It's nuts.
There's nothing else to
Georgia.
Do.
Georgia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're in towns like Tuscaloosa and, you know.
Alabama, yep. Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I knew that. But I have a feeling that was coming, yeah.
That's the one I thought of.
That's your one?
I don't know.
That's why I left 2 open. That's
pretty legit.
I think I left 2 open.
You have 2 open.
Yeah,
Lambeau?
We'll throw it 2,
took
yep.
somebody up there to get surgery, and the doctor's office is, like, connected to the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
The place is nuts.
Yeah.
The house is just around Lambeau.
Really?
Like, that is – if you're into football, if you're a Packers fan, like, that's just a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got 4 open.
Yep.
Put 4. You got to have something in there up your sleeve. I don't trust you to put something.
Those might have been early. I might have put them early. Staying in baseball, Fenway Park.
I knew, yeah. I've been there, too. That's a great. We've been there together.
We've been there together. Yeah. We caught a game. Yeah. I still haven't sat in the monster seat yet.
Brooklyn posted a Brooklyn's picture, just been there. And I just sent her. I was like, that's a dream.
I'm telling you. Fenway?
Yeah.
Just the experience. I'm sure it's the same going everywhere, but, like, the streets walking outside and the way everybody's talking.
Oh, yeah. The monster.
Yeah.
Never been to the
green monster.
Green monster,
Man, I've had some awesome times up there. We used to go there. That was a school trip when I was like in elementary school, like go figure. And it was always against the Milwaukee Brewers, always.
Is that cheap tickets or
the Brewers were just so bad back then that they just fill it with a bunch of elementary school kids. We'd get on the bus and go to a Red Sox game.
The movie Ted.
Yeah. Huh?
Right, the movie Ted.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have young authors when you were like in elementary school type thing? So when I was growing up, it's a program called Young Authors.
Yeah.
And we would like write and draw like picture books, like kids' books I think I was in third or fourth grade. And one of my books was like, I think they still might have it up in the school, but it was, can't remember the name I used for it, but it was a kid's name and the big green monster.
Ah, no way.
And I wrote a whole children's book and drew about like the big green monster and about Fenway.
Oh, wow.
And I loved Big Poppy
when
I was growing up. And so, yeah, that was...
Those were like some special years.
They sent it in for a national something.
No way.
I don't remember.
That's
remember
awesome.
A lot of stuff, but...
That's good.
I remember I did that.
That's awesome. Well, you got 1-9.
Oh, that's so tough. I got to...
Well, you could always switch one now.
When you get to switch one.
At the end, you can switch one.
Okay, we'll go one.
All right. Fenway, where are we going, Mike?
Well, we're
going
to go...
You got 8.
Throw an 8 because I know that's moving up.
Fenway is the last one. Churchill Downs.
Okay.
You got 9.
That. Yeah, I'm not mad about that. I'm not a...
Yeah.
It'd be cool to go, but... Now, Bucci, on the other hand,
that'd be
his number one.
Would it be his number one?
Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
He has horses. His wife does rodeo stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you got to switch. So you're in order. Fenway, MSG, Augusta, Lambeau, Wrigley, Cameron Indoor, Dodger Stadium, Allegiant, Churchill, Michigan.
I'm honestly not mad at that.
Yeah, I thought you'd move Augusta up.
It's at what?
3.
I mean, I'd probably put it.
2.
Yeah, probably. Switch 2 and 3.
The Big Green Monster stays 1. I love that.
I think so, man.
I love that.
I wrote a book about it when I was 8.
I think if I – I know, that's crazy.
I think if I
hadn't been there, it would be one of the places on here I'd want to go.
Yeah.
Me looking at this list, if it were myself, I'd probably want to go to Cameron Indoor just because I'm a Dookie.
Yeah.
My brother's been, and it's kind of
– Dookie.
Lambeau Field, though, man. That would be –
Lambos, yeah.
Not too cold.
That'd be great.
Like, I'd be wearing a cheese head.
You gotta go to week one.
You gotta go week one.
All right. We went at the end of October when I went.
Ooh.
It was chilly.
Where would you go? A place that you haven't been yet?
Fenway.
Well, you haven't been to Fenway.
If I had the chance to choose one.
Right now, yeah. You're like getting on a plane.
Like Augusta.
I'm not mad at
that. That's the most private place on that entire thing.
Of course. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
I put in...
Toughest to get in.
I put in ticket request every year for the Masters.
No chance.
I'm gonna be denied for the next 50 years of my life.
My brother goes to the U.S. Open every year, tennis, and that's the Arthur Ashe Stadium.
Okay.
Is that right?
I think in New York? Yeah, it might sound. In New York, yeah.
Arthur Ashe, yeah. I think I was going to put that on there, but I didn't think you guys were much tennis fans. Yeah. But my brother, he goes...
That's
I think
awesome.
Every year.
That's awesome.
Isn't that right, Pat? So well, you got Mike, MSG. That's not moving.
Yeah. No.
Lambeau, Cameron, Wrigley, Dodger Stadium, Michigan, Allegiant, Fenway, Augusta, Churchill Downs.
I could switch it with either Michigan or Dodger Stadium, but I would take it over Dodger Stadium. So there
so we go. 8 and 5, switch 8 and 5. Yeah. Or
maybe
bump
just
them
move,
down.
That, yeah, bump, move everybody down. Bump everybody down after
nice.
That, yeah.
I like it. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
What are your top 2 players? I know, forget about KU
and Syracuse.
What are 2 places that we didn't name that you drew?
Oh,
you
two places didn't name.
Fast. I'm gone.
That
I'm
I've
gone.
Already done? Or
no, no, no.
That you want to go to?
Stadium?
Let's name 1 bucket list that you haven't been to, and if you want to throw one in that you have been to.
That's not on there.
Yeah. Would it be another golf? Would it be?
Probably not.
No, Augusta's it.
Augusta's the one that you just can't go to without either connection or you get lucky.
TPC Summerlin. No,
played TPC Las Vegas.
That's the one I caught was up there. Uh-huh. It was the charity one.
Shriners
with what's his name there? Justin Timberlake.
I've
caught that one years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It'd have to be my other 2 teams, Giant Stadium. MetLife, I guess it is. Flew over it once, which was cool. Saw that flying over it, but never caught a game there. And City Field or Shea Stadium. Shea Stadium's gone now, but where the Mets play. Mm-hmm.
Shea Stadium.
Never caught a game there either.
But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mine's probably still.
And I know people say Ohio State, right? But. If I was a fan of Ohio State, never been, I'd probably say Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
But
and
stuff
PNC
like that.
PNC Park. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
That place just looked beautiful. I really like baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
Petco was on there.
San Diego, but I went last year. I've been there. Been to Petco.
Heard that's real nice.
Really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like nostalgic playing, growing up playing MLB The Show and, you know, all that stuff. You just see them all. It's probably PNC. What was the other?
I don't know. We're just making stuff up. Yeah. How about Daytona 500, like racing? No, but racing.
There. If he was there,
he got a Brickyard. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other sports.
They have a golf course there. Brickyard in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it goes through it.
Huh. Wow. We got the racetrack out here.
I've been to a ton of cool NFL stadiums.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to Seattle. That would be cool.
Okay. Seattle, the 12th, okay. What do they call it? Yeah. The 12th man.
12th man. Yeah.
Defense.
Even though the Chiefs were louder. But.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. They were, actually.
I know.
Okay.
Well, let's stick with baseball here. We got 10 rapid fire trivia questions.
All right.
Which player is known as the Iron Man?
Cal Ripken.
Who was the first Major League Baseball player to have his number retired?
Ooh, I should know that.
You really should know that. That's a hint. Well, kind
of. Well, you mean retired throughout baseball or retired by 18?
Mike, I didn't write the questions. Like I came up with them.
Right. Jackie,
I guess there is only one retired by baseball.
Who was the first Major League Baseball player to have his number retired? Number four. How about that as a hint?
Number four.
Not Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
There you go. Good call, bro.
New York Yankees. Which team won the most games in a single Major League Baseball season?
Seattle.
You know how many?
116.
116.
What was that? What year was that?
2001.
Oh,
2001, okay.
Yeah. Who hit the famous shot heard around the world? Home run, 1951.
Bobby Thompson.
Jeez, I don't know. Don't even know that. I didn't know that answer. Did you know that?
I was going to say Mickey Mantle.
Might have been against the Yankees, right?
Before becoming the Washington Nationals, what city and team name did the franchise have?
I know this one. I think I know it.
The Senators? No.
That's hockey.
Yeah.
Close, though. I mean, you're in the world. What
you got? Montreal Expos.
Montreal Expos. Oh,
that's silly. I did not know that one. Tom Brady. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I know, right?
It always comes back to this guy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Which pitcher threw 7 career no-hitters, most in MLB history?
Is that Nolan Ryan?
There you go. Okay. So you just said it earlier, yeah.
That's what I was named after, my middle name.
Oh, really? All right.
George Brett and Nolan Ryan.
Ah, there you go.
Wow.
Yep.
There you
That's
go.
That's awesome. Who was the first player in MLB history to hit 500 career home runs?
Barry Bonds.
No.
Babe Ruth.
There you go. Say Babe Ruth. Yep.
All right. Brett goes up one. Mike's being a very good co-host. Yeah.
I did actually know that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's one you both won't know. Okay. What year did Major League Baseball first introduce the designated hitter rule in the American League?
1970.
Well, it's gone now. Or no, pitchers.
What?
Gone.
Yeah, it's universal now. Yeah.
70.
I said 70. No. Yeah.
More recent than that?
Technically.
Before that. Okay. Try to remember going off my baseball cards and seeing 70s baseball cards with DH on them and stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's a good.
I didn't have too many cards
reasoning.
In the 60s, but okay. 67?
No. More recent than 70.
Oh, recent. Really? 72.
99.
You both don't get it. 73. Close.
Oh, 73. Okay.
Yeah, 1 year off. Which team has won the most World Series titles?
New York Yankees.
I was hoping for you.
There goes Savage putting in the Red Sox again.
In for you.
Last one. Who's the all-time leader in stolen bases?
Ricky Henderson.
He's not going to give you that one.
That's my
guy. That's
his
guy. Ricky is his guy. Oh, that's funny.
Lead off homers. It was walks until bonds.
That was
a
dismal performance on my part.
No, yeah, that was good. That was good.
The next one you're going to have, you're gonna do well. We're going to do one here we've never done before.
Okay.
Okay? We're doing the alphabet. I got to write it down.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So we're going to start. We'll let Brett go first, and we're going to go around the horn. Yep. NBA players, first or last name. A, B, C, D, E. We're going to try to go all the way through.
Alonzo Mourning.
A. I'm not writing it down. Alonzo Mourning. B.
Bill Willoughby.
Should we do, you get extra points for how random the names are?
Have you seen those? Never mind. Doesn't matter.
What?
John Gruden does these, the squares, and you get points for how rare it is. Like 0.3% of people guess this name.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it tries
yeah.
to find the most obscure.
Yeah, obscure. We did that.
Is
we
that, that grid? The immaculate grid. Yeah.
Grid. Yeah. Yeah. We did that on bus rides the first year here at CSN when Coach Beck was here. And Coach Amir and I hate when I don't remember everybody's names, but we'd sit there for hours driving to Twin Falls, Idaho. And I was going to play this game too. We'll do it some other show. We've talked about it where you just pick a random team, Dallas Mavericks, and you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You just go in order until you can't think of somebody. Yeah. Then you pass, and then it goes down.
Yeah.
Man, you get down to some crazy names, and you're sitting here thinking, and you're going, and then you get one, and then they say it right in front of you. Oh, tough, tough, tough. So A, B, C, I'm going to go. I'll go Chauncey Billups for C.
Yeah, there you go.
D.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose. Safe. It's a safe one.
Good.
E.
Eric Wise. Ah, Eric Wise.
Where's Eric? Not- Eric, you played in the NBA?
E, holy cow. I really can't think of a last name with E. It gotta be, jeez, is there an Eric out there? Eric, oh my gosh. I don't know.
Come on.
It's just escaping me.
Your dad is
Eric,
jumping through the phone right now watching this.
I got to be forgetting somebody.
Oh, are you ever?
E. Who am I forgetting? Oh. Who am I forgetting? We're sticking with basketball, right?
Basketball. Yeah.
Just throwing the football name.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson.
I've gone brain.
Eli Manning.
Oh, Eli. Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't an Eli fan. As funny as that may sound, but you're right. Eli Manning.
Oh no, we've talked about it.
That's right. Basketball.
Well, you got. Well, you said Eric. There's a couple Erics I can think of. There's quite a few, actually.
I got one.
Eric Piakowski.
There you go, Piakowski.
Seen him in the
Eric Montross. Eric Gordon.
There you go.
Elgin Baylor is the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, you're right. See, Elgin, forget about Elgin.
Let's see. F. I could go safe with Frank Burkowski.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's safe.
But I'll, I'm going to go with Fred Vincent.
Okay. Yeah, Fred Vincent, Sam Vincent. There were two Vincents, right? Sam was one. The other one was it Fred Vincent?
Fred Vincent, for sure.
Yeah, there were two of them. Sam was the other
Cal,
one.
Fred Vincent. Yeah. The only reason I know Fred Vincent is because he played minor league when he was back and forth in the NBA.
Yeah.
I coached against Fred Vincent, which is kind of funny. Yeah. The LA Lightning. G.
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward.
Ah, there you go.
And George, the Iceman Gervin.
Yeah, we mentioned him last week. Yeah.
Matt, we did mention him last
44.
Week. H.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Juwan Howard.
No, you're H.
You said first or last.
Say first.
Oh, Howard. Yeah.
First
Howard,
or last.
Howard. Yep, Juwan Howard. Look at me. I'm like, no, you're wrong.
Buddy. I think I got one for you. I think.
I would be, is it Zubac? Is his first name Ivan? No.
Ivan
Zubac. Is Zubac's first name from the Clippers, the center from the Clippers?
I think so.
All right, let me think.
Okay. I'm thinking of.
No. I'm going to get one.
I wasn't going to say it.
Ish Smith.
That's a good one.
Okay.
He's current player, right?
Is he okay?
Is Ish Smith still playing?
I think so. He was with the 76ers, and is that the right one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, and I thought that not the Knicks. Didn't he play with the Knicks now? Ish.
Did he?
Well, which one were you thinking?
Was there an Ilgowski, or is that Zilgowski?
That was...
That Cavaliers team.
I think it was Zydrunas Ilgauskas.
Ilgauskas.
Yeah.
Iguodala, Z and I?
Yeah.
Iguodala. Yeah. There we go. All right. Where are we at? Jay. Got a bunch of Jays.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan. There you go.
Joe Johnson. You get double if you do.
I was thinking Joe Johnson first, but I didn't want to.
A Ala Abdul-Nabi.
That's right.
Dookie.
Dookie, Celtic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dookie, Celtic.
Blazer. Yeah.
Double pussy. We can do a lot with this, with these, you know?
Extra we're just anywhere here.
So let's see. Where are we at? Was that, that was J?
J.
K.
I got a double.
K. Rich Kelly.
Who?
Rich Kelly.
Who's that?
Old-time center.
Oh, yeah?
I think he played for the Jazz.
Rich
Kelly.
Old, tall, young.
Rich Kelly, had a
beard.
Pitcher for the Dodgers.
Curly
I know.
Hair,
I was
beard.
Like, he's still in basketball.
Yeah, I think it was Rich Kelly. Name. Yeah, Rich Kelly. We can look him up. Yeah, right, pretty sure. Nice.
Good. Good.
Pull up the receipts.
Who's your double?
Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver.
Oh, hey.
Chris Kamen.
I think that's a C.
Both C? C?
I think Chris is a C. Kamen is a K.
Kamen's a K.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It wasn't a double. Chris Kamen. Just somebody else just popped into my mind.
Okay.
I mean,
Kent Benson.
Kyle Lowry.
I'm obviously going to have
Kevin Durant.
2000s on, probably. Yeah.
Kent Benson.
Who was Kent Benson?
Kevin Durant. Yeah. Kevin, I mean,
Kevin Duckworth.
Kevin, oh, yeah, I like that. I like him. I like Duckworth. Yeah.
All right. Who's that? L to me. So we could easily go.
Let's think.
Go,
L.
I'm not going to do it. You guys can do it. I'm not going to
do it. You got to do
I'd
it.
I'd rather do Lamar Odom.
Nah, I can't do it. Well, you could. You just did, but yeah.
I'm just trying to think of this a double. I know. I'd rather do Lamar Odom.
Got to do it. Gotta start giving him more love. He seems to be falling off everybody's radar for whatever reason.
Nah, I don't mind him. LeBron James. LeBron. He came to Bonanza.
I wasn't even thinking him.
The Larrys.
Oh, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, yeah. That's why I was saying you gotta do it.
Oh, I thought you meant LeBron.
No, LeBron would never say you gotta do it with LeBron.
I know. I'm like, who are you?
You gotta do it with Larry.
Yeah, Larry Legend. That's a double.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a double L. Larry Legend. Larry Johnson.
Yeah, Larry Johnson, yeah.
Larry...
Gotta
Larry,
be a loop.
Oh, who's the other Larry? Larry Hughes? Remember Larry Hughes?
Larry Hughes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. M. There's a couple M's.
Karl Malone.
Yeah, there you go.
Karl Malone. Mike Dunleavy.
Who's the other one?
Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff
Malone.
And Michaels and
Jeff Malone.
Malcolm Brogdonovich.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Mike Miller has a double.
I'm getting the doubles there. there you go.
Mike Miller.
Sharpshooter.
There's a lot of M's, huh?
Yeah.
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Camby.
Marcus Camby. How about Marcus, what's his name? Vegas kid.
What about Marcus Smart, too? Did you say Marcus Smart?
Marcus Smart, Marcus.
Could they play there? Marcus Banks.
Marcus Banks. Mm. Yeah, Celtic.
Marty Burns. I think he played real quick for
Marty
the Sixers.
Marty Conlin.
Team. Ah, there you go.
Mike Conley, Marty Conlin, that's a get. How about
Marty
Eric
Conley.
Montross?
Yeah. But the Morris twins, Marquise
and Marcus Morris. Oh, there's a four
doubles.
Banger.
Two doubles.
All right. Mike, you're up. N.
N.
We got to go rapid fire. Yeah. We're almost out of show here.
Nick Van Exel.
I want to get down to the tough ones.
Nick Van Exel.
Tricky Nicky. Oh, I'm going to go Oscar Robinson.
Okay.
P.
Otto Porter.
Ooh.
Oh.
Otto Porter. Paul Pressey.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. Yeah,
the truth.
Paul Pressey.
Yeah.
All those last three that I named were Jayhawks, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go.
Q.
Quentin Richardson.
Quentin Richardson.
Yeah, the only one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
Quincy Yacy.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Beast for
he's
Baylor.
Playing right now, right?
Quincy I don't know Yacy. If he still is.
Or he, 6-7 years ago, right? Quincy Yacy? Not even. More than that?
Yeah.
Quincy Yacy. R, we got to go Robert Parrish since I blew Larry Bird.
Chief.
S, might be a few.
S.
Got to get a double.
Let's go. Okay. I'm going to throw Steph Curry out. Just get that out
of
my head.
Okay. There you go. Steph Curry.
A double.
What's Sam Jones.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Yeah, Steve Smith.
Yeah. Sean Livingston.
Sam Jones, old Celtic guy.
Sean Marion.
Sean Marion, yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal.
O'Neal, yeah. Mm.
Shaka Smart didn't play.
I love Shaka Smart.
Yeah, he could play.
If I could shadow a coach for a year, it would be Shaka Smart. Yeah.
Tom Tolbert.
Oh, well, Tom Tolbert.
Well done.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
How about Terry? Jason Terry.
Jason Terry?
I'm like, there's a Terry. Oh, Terry, what's his name? Portland Trailblazers. Who was
Terry Porter.
Terry Porter.
Yeah, liked his game too.
You.
This is on you, right?
It is on me.
What's that? Really?
Uwe Blob.
Hey, oh, was that?
Isn't that you?
It was you. Was it you? I was almost thinking W for something. I think U.
Is it U? W-E. U-W-E, Uwe Blob.
Good call,
played for
that's
the
a good get right there.
Dallas Mavericks, Chicago Bulls, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there any other U's? Uncle Drew? No, that doesn't
count. It was on the other day.
U, I mean, as other than Uwe, I don't think.
Right. Wow.
Uwe Blob. That was actually a big name that when we played that game with on the bus, Dallas Mavericks, I busted out Uwe Blob. They were like,
where'd he go? Indiana, right?
He went to Indiana, redhead from Lithuania, Germany?
Maybe,
Germany.
Yeah,
Germany.
Okay.
Yeah. You. Good. All right. V. There's a couple V's.
Vucevic.
Vucevic.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo.
Vince Carter.
There you go. I thinking of that, just the letter, I didn't even, my brain did not want to think of a V. I don't know. V's a weird
Vinny
one.
Del Negro.
Vinny Del Negro. Yeah. W?
Wes Unseld.
Wes Unseld.
Is it you?
Wes.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, Unseld, yeah.
It's you.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one, yeah.
X. Xavier McDaniel.
The X-Man.
Of course, the X-Man. That's not a tough one.
Yeah.
Y.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a ton. If you think about it, yeah.
Okay.
More last names, obviously, than first.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say a ton. I can think of one.
No, I can think of a ton in my head bouncing around, just one.
Somebody's last name's got to be Young, no?
Oh.
There it is.
Trey Young.
Trey Young. You Nick Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
All on you, buddy. Z.
Z. I don't know. Zarunas. Zeke Zarunas. Somebody.
Ilgauskas.
There you go.
Z. Look at that. That's pretty
That's
cool.
That's cool, yeah.
I was going to do it all sports, any athlete, but I'm like, nah, let's challenge ourselves a little bit. Boy, so we're not going to get to it, but I had 10 questions for golf. And I was like, he'll get all 10.
I don't know if I'd get all 10.
Which golfer was named the Golden Bear?
Jack Nicklaus. Bear's best.
Who holds the record for the most PGA Tour wins?
Ooh,
Arnold.
That's,
Arnold? Tiger?
No.
Is it Nicklaus?
I'm sorry, tied with Tiger. Tiger is tied.
Is it Nicklaus?
Sam Snead.
Sam Snead. There you go.
Who's the only golfer to win the Masters tournament 6 times?
Oh, gosh.
Jack Nicklaus.
What major championship played at the old course at St. Andrews? What's the name
open.
Of it?
Yeah,
the
sure.
Open.
There you go.
Which golfer famously won the 2008 U.S. Open on a broken leg?
Tiger Woods.
Who became the youngest player to win a Masters at 21 years old?
Tiger Woods.
Which golfer earned the nickname Lefty despite being right-handed?
Phil Mickelson.
In his everyday life.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson.
Did you know that? Do you know he's a righty?
I didn't know that.
In his everyday life.
Mark Golf's Wahlberg lefty. Hits his iron and driver right-handed and putts left-handed.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's crazy, weird. Right? Yeah.
Which tournament is known as the fifth major?
Right.
The Open?
Nope.
The U.S. Open? No.
What do you call the people on a basketball team? What do they call them? What do you call them?
Players.
Players.
Players Championship.
Players Championship.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, listen. Good time.
That was fun.
Good,
man, it was fun.
Yeah. We had Brett Taylor.
Yeah.
Brett. What's the middle name?
Nolan Ryan.
Brett Ryan.
There you go.
Taylor. That was fun. Glad you could make it.
That was fun.
We're going to
A lot less brain force than I thought I would.
So. No, it happens. It happens to me every week.
Mikey's on the other end of it. I'm always getting stuff together. And I had a bunch more stuff, too. So maybe we'll have to have you back on again. Right. Well, listen, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I appreciate you guys next week. Who knows? I'm on Cape Cod. So it might be later in the week.
Yeah,
or
I'll come after work or something. Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Yeah. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
The Doo Doo and Foo Show.
Thank you, guys.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.